Page here with the business news is Petula Martin.
Thanks, Rachel. Good morning. Dublin is the fourth most attractive European city to foreign investors. The capital was chosen by 17% of respondents in the EY European Attractiveness Survey. That's three times higher than last year. Fergal Dufresne is assurance partner and head of FDI at EY Ireland. Good morning, Fergal.
Good morning, Petula.
Fergal, the survey was carried out well before last weekend, but in your view, are the lengthy queues that we saw at Dublin Airport likely to have reputational damage on Dublin when it comes to foreign direct investment?
Well, the situation at Dublin Airport has been really difficult for everyone affected. We're an island, we have a very open and international economy, and the quality of our air and sea connections are really important to overseas investors. I think what we've seen in recent days are quite specific circumstances, though, as travel patterns and supporting infrastructure really settle down after the disruption of the past 2 years. It's probably worth noting as well that these issues are not unique to Ireland. So to answer your question, I think investors will look past short-term issues, while of course expecting and wanting to see them solved quickly. But more broadly, one of the findings of our survey is that connectivity is very important to investors, and that can include things like direct flight connections as well as regional access. So I do think the short-term fix needs to be accompanied by continued focus on the quality of connections to all parts of the country, not just Dublin.
What about the housing and rental crisis? Is that an issue for investors?
It is. Interestingly, we did ask respondents what policy areas the Irish government should focus on, and housing did come up as an area of concern, and specifically affordability. And there are a number of other policy areas that government should focus on, according to investors. Interestingly, the geographic rebalancing of the Irish economy emerged as the top area to be addressed at a policy level. Second highest on the list was improving the skills of the workforce, and the affordability of housing, as I said, was cited by survey respondents as a headwind that Ireland needs to overcome.
Now, this was a good survey, a good outcome for Dublin. Why is Dublin seen as a good location for investors, did they say?
Yeah, it was really great to see Dublin rank fourth across Europe as the most attractive city for foreign investors over the next 3 years. And in particular, as you said at the outset, the increase in positive sentiment towards Dublin really improved dramatically during the year. I think there are a few reasons for that. I think stepping back, overall, global investors believe the digital economy will be the most important sector to drive European growth in the coming years. Dublin obviously has a strong base and reputation in software and IT. And I think that's clearly recognised as an advantage and even a springboard to secure future projects. Secondly, I'd say there's a very cosmopolitan, diverse, international, highly skilled workforce available in Dublin. And building on that, I think the quality of education in the workforce is really important for investors. And they view Ireland and Dublin favourably through that lens. And then perhaps finally, one of the themes that comes through in our survey is that quality of life is seen by investors as a real positive attribute that Ireland has compared to other countries.
And apart from tech, what other sectors are seeing investment here?
Well, Ireland is strong in a number of areas. We have quite a few regional headquarters. We have good strength in finance. Obviously, we have good strength and presence in life sciences, both pharma and medical devices, and general global business services as well. So we've got a fairly diversified portfolio of overseas investments into the country, which also helps sustain that flow of projects in difficult times, such as we've seen over the past couple of years.
And what other cities and countries are doing well in attracting FDI? Who are we competing against?
Yeah, it's really interesting when you look at the European results. I suppose overall, Europe saw a fairly modest recovery in 2021, but that was quite mixed. So the top performing country this year was France, and France saw a really big increase in inbound projects of over 20%. The UK followed in second place, and they were essentially the same as in the previous year. And Germany followed in third place, and Germany saw a decline of 10% in projects. So we're seeing a mixed performance across countries as it relates to attractive cities, so the cities that Dublin would be competing against. Unsurprisingly, it's the likes of London, which tops the list for investors, followed by Paris and Frankfurt. I think there are a few other features that are interesting. We saw quite strong performance in Southern Europe, in countries like Italy and Turkey. And I think there we're seeing an increase in manufacturing projects. And that's probably a reaction to the pandemic and the disruption to supply chains as companies look to bring some of their operations a bit closer to consumers and reduce their dependence on single source supply. I think
Do you think that that's the reason why Germany saw a decline in investment?
It's quite difficult to say because Germany is obviously the manufacturing powerhouse of Europe and has a very strong domestic economy. So we don't see an overall decline in German economic conditions or performance. And indeed, Germany has been quite successful in securing some very high profile, very large advanced manufacturing investments over the past 6 to 9 months. So our project measures the number of, our survey measures the number of projects. So I think the German experience is probably one that we'll just have to keep an eye on as time progresses.
Fergal Dufresne, head of FDI at EY Ireland, thank you very much for your time this morning.